We're so fortunate today. I have to tell you that I had been hoping for years that we would be able to get CMTS to come out and talk to us, and we always had some really good project going on, and it just seemed to always trump CMTS, and so I'm so thrilled that we were able to get him here today. I just pulled this little introduction off the internet. It said CMTS is dedicated to supplying and equipping missionaries and ministries across the globe. For over two decades, since 1982, Christian Missionary Technical Service has worked behind the scenes to keep missionaries and other ministries operational. They provide vehicles, mechanical support, technical equipment, specialized supplies, and services. Now, what you probably don't know is there have been times that we have had things in the church that we haven't needed anymore. And we called up CMTS, they sent a truck, they came and they picked it up, and who knows where that stuff ended up. You know, computer desks, chairs, that sort of thing. And there's not too many people in the world that do this. And this is in Burnville. I mean, you know, we need to get behind these folks. So I'm really looking forward. And there is actually a video, I think, that we're going to watch. And how long is the video that's going to explain the ministry? 2-minute video. Oh, all right. Okay, so we're looking forward to hearing from the ministry today. And I'm hoping that we can support them in many ways. They not only, and just a blurb, a lot of people that I know go and help there. You know, so this is not just financial, which of course is always needed, and tangible things, which of course are needed, but also the work of your hands. You know, you might have a particular skill that will really be useful in Burnville, and then that skill then will be used. God bless you, Kathy. And then that skill will be used in to do whatever needs to be done and shipped overseas. So very cool. Very cool stuff going on. So all right. We'll look forward to this video.
Appreciate the opportunity to come and to share with you what God is doing there at CMTS, because it's all about what God is doing. It's not about us. It's about Him. And a lot of people think that it's, some people know us as a car ministry. Some people know us as containers, short-term trips, but that's all gravy. That's all extra stuff. What I believe CMTS is all about is discipleship, training, and pouring our lives into others. Those, the cars, the construction, the containers, the short-term trips, those are all opportunities, avenues to speak into the lives of others. And one we brought with us this morning, and he's going to come and share with you a little bit about his testimony and what God is doing in his life.
Hello? I kind of missed the memo, I think. No beards. Yeah. How wonderful it is to be able to stand up before you and be able to glorify God through my life. 2 years ago, I was in a place of despair. And now today, I get to stand up here and proclaim just the glory of God that I get to serve with CMTS Ministries. That movie just brings tears to my eyes. I was a big part of a lot of those little clips, and just having a purpose today in Christ and being able to stand up here before you with a clear conscience and the gospel of Jesus Christ inside of me. I serve with CMTS. I don't have any particular skill, but I have a willing spirit, able body. Through that, I get to be in behind the scenes, as Pastor Sonny said, so I'm not used to standing up in front of crowds or being in the forefront. So forgive me, but All I like to say is that thank you for letting me come out. It's being an example to you of what God can do in the hearts and lives of men and women. Again, 2 years ago, I was lost in a desperate place, and I cried out to God, and He heard me. And He truly listens, and He wants the best for us. And I guess in closing, I am reading from 1 Corinthians 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. I'd like you to join in our ministry of CMTS, what we're doing there. I just want to let you know it's not always financial needs. It's spiritual too. We need your prayers. I need your prayers. There is nothing more encouraging than a letter in my mailbox or in Andy and Nancy's mailbox or in any one of the staff members. I know that just is such a blessing to know that people are on their knees and bringing petitions to the throne of grace for me and for my brothers and sisters over at CMTS. Yeah, thank you very much for letting me come and share with you.
We'll be around for the cover dish. Oh, the horses. I'm sorry. That's Joseph. Yes, thank you. We'll be around after for the cover dish. But just to give you a little bit of idea, it's really hard in a few minutes. The best way to understand the ministry is to come see it. I don't know how many of you have been to the Grand Canyon. Okay. But most of us in school, we learned about the Grand Canyon. It was so many miles deep, so many miles wide, so many miles of a big hole. And it wasn't until I stood on the edge of the Grand Canyon that I realized what it was all about. I mean, it's huge. You can't explain it, okay? You can see videos of it. You can read about it in books. You can know all the figures. But when you get there, then you realize what it's all about. That's the same with the ministry as well. One of the reasons we do the short-term trips is to open people's eyes. It's not so much for the people that we go to minister to. That's all gravy. That's all extra. But it's to open the eyes of the individual that go, where they can see that God could use them and they can be a part in what God is doing in the world today. We're getting ready to go to Belize, Central America. It's last year it took 6 days to get there, 24 hours a day. You saw all the buses and stuff lined up. And the year before it was 10 days because we broke down in Alabama and needed a rear for one of the tractor trailers. And it was kind of hard to find that on the road. But God provided it miraculously. And we found somebody that put us up for 3 days, a ministry down there. And the guy found the rear and the guy put the rear in. All as unto the Lord. You know, it's just a miracle. And we were able to minister to them as they were ministering to us as well. And that's what these trips are all about. And you think, man, 6 days on the road, there's no way I can do that. Well, there's no way I can do it either. Okay. I'm not really 29 anymore. Okay. But it's God that's working in and through us. And so many times the people have said, the trip is the best part of the whole thing. I dreaded that trip. I had one friend that for years we were going to Mexico. Okay, for 25 years we went down and helped to build over 20 churches in Mexico. And he didn't want to go because it was a three-day trip of driving and via buses and stuff like that. And he has a problem with his back. He said, I can't do that. So then his son got older. And his son wanted to go. And so he had to go because his son wanted to go. And he wanted to be a good dad. So he went to the doctor and he got these special pills for his back. And somehow in the packing, He lost the pills. But he never needed the pills because God took care of his back. It was a great impact upon him and his son. Amazing experiences. When you step out in faith, you know, and this is just not for the young people. We have one lady that was 80 years old. They got down and got on a bus. You say, what does an 80-year-old lady do? Well, she encourages all them young people, okay? And that's a big enough thing. God is at work in the lives of people, and that's what it's all about. CMTS, you got to be there. We have an open house in July, the third weekend in July, where we have chicken barbecue, pig roast, and all kind of stuff. But you don't have to wait till July to come. We're only about 45 minutes away. That's all I want to say about the ministry this morning, because I want to bring you a message that God has laid upon my heart from Luke chapter 8. And this is the story of the demon-possessed man. Most of you know that story of the demon-possessed man, where the Lord went across the lake, he got out of the boat, and there was a man that was living in the tombs, a desperate man, a man that nobody could control. This man was filled with demons, and he lived a terrible life. They chained him up, and yet he broke the chains because nobody could control him. And many of us, you know, we think, hey, we got it all under control. This guy thought he had it all under control. But look what it led to. Emptiness, living in the tombs, a desperate life. Why does God tell us to confess our sins? I mean, he's omniscient. He knows everything. He knows about that unforgiveness in your heart. He knows that that's turning into bitterness. He knows about all your little secret sins and that little thing that you keep in your pocket that's full with not grape juice. Okay? He knows all about you and everything about you. It isn't for his benefit. It's for our benefit. He knows about that pride, that I can do it myself, that I don't need him. He knows all about you. He wants us to confess our sins because we need to recognize those sins. We need to admit that what we've done for our benefit, not for his benefit. Everything that he tells us in his word is for our benefit. Why does he tell us to forgive one another? Because he knows that that unforgiveness is going to turn into bitterness, and that bitterness is going to destroy us. He knows that if we abuse that alcohol is going to control us and it's going to ruin us. He knows that that pride that we hang on to is going to destroy us. God wants what's best for us. But so many times we're like that man in the tombs. We think we can do it our way. We don't want to be controlled by anybody. We want to do it our way. But if you think about it, we're the same as that man before we come to know Christ. But then God delivered him from his demons, and he wanted to go with Jesus. But Jesus said, no, don't go with me. Go home and tell your family and your friends what God has done for you. You know, the church today, I believe, has this all mixed up about discipleship, and we've changed the Great Commission from go ye therefore and make disciples to go ye therefore and make converts. You say to me, what's the difference between a convert and a disciple? It was one you got to agree to a theological position. The other one you've poured your life into and taught them how to know God, taught them how to love God, and taught them how to serve God. There's a big difference. One has eternal consequences. The other one tends to just last for a little while, and then they totally forget about what they've agreed to. But God wants us to go and make disciples. That's what He called us to do. How do we do that? We do that by reaching out to people, by speaking into their lives, by spending time with them, by encouraging them. But you know, it also benefits us. Because the best way to learn anything is to teach it. And when I'm reaching out and I'm discipling and I'm sharing and I'm teaching somebody else, I'm learning myself. So in the end, it benefits us just as much as others. We mess up this witnessing stuff. We think we have to know the four spiritual laws. We have to know all this theology and stuff. But it's not about theology. It's about sharing what God has done for you. But before we can go out, before we can share with others, He has to have done something within me. I have to have something to share. I have to do what He says. I have to accept the gift that He's offered me. Jesus died on the cross for you to pay for those sins. You can't pay for them by yourself. You say, well, I'm not as bad as somebody else, you know. Well, it doesn't matter how bad somebody else is. What matters is how bad you are. And if you really see yourself the way God sees yourself, you're just the same as that man in the tomb, filled with pride, filled with bitterness, filled with deceit. So many times, the ones that we're deceiving the most is ourselves, because we think that we're good enough on our own to do it. But the Lord said, there's none good enough. No, not one. None of us can do it on our own. We all need to turn to Him. We all need to come to Him, because He's the only one that could pay the price. He's the only perfect one. He's the only one that could pay the price for your sins and my sins. You say, well, I'm not a sinner. We all are. And the first sign is that is by being unwilling to admit that you are. God wants us to reach out. He wants every one of us. This is not just for one or two of us. He calls every one of us to be a part. And I am thankful today that He allows me the privilege of being a part in what He's doing in the world today. If I had graduated from high school, I probably would have got the award for being the least likely to do anything. But God loves to take the least likely and to use him for His honor and glory. This man in the tomb, he was the least likely to do anything. But when God got a hold of his life, when God started working in him, then he was a testimony to the world of the power of God and what God can do. He started in the beginning with just a lump of dirt, and he made a man from that. He's looking for lumps of dirt today that he can mold and he can make into something. But sometimes we're so proud. We think we can do it on our own. We think, well, I don't need him. I have my religion. Religion's not enough. Religion won't pay for your sins. You have to accept the blood sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. Turn your life over to him. Accept what he did. When does a gift become yours? It's only when you reach out and accept that gift that it becomes yours. To know about the gift is not enough. You must accept the gift. You must accept what he did for you. And when you open your heart to him, allow him to change you, allow you to work in and through you, then you're blessed. We're privileged to be a part in what God is doing. He doesn't need us. He's the creator of the universe. If he wanted to, he could create cars out of nothing. But he allows me the privilege of supplying vehicles for missionary. He doesn't need me. He could write his message across the sky. But he allows me the privilege of being a part in what he's doing. He wants to work not only in me, not only in your pastor, not only in your youth pastor, but he wants to work in each and every one of us. If you go through the gifts in 1 Corinthians, it says, are all apostles. First, he lists all the gifts. And then he goes through the second time. And he says, are all apostles? No. Are all preachers? No. Are all evangelists? No. Do all the gifts of healing? No. But there's one gift that he skips the second time. And that's the gift of helps. Because every one of us should have the gift of helps to some degree. I was excited to hear about all the things that you're involved in. It's exciting to see people that are willing to serve. But it's got to be what God is doing in and through you. CMTS is not about Andy Merrick. It's about what God is doing through Andy Merrick. Is God working in your life? Are you willing to go back and to share that with others, with your friends and family? Not to beat them over the head with your King James Bible, with all kinds of Bible verses, but to share what he's doing in your life each and every day. Are you willing to be a part in what God is doing? Have you something to share? Do you know him? Has he forgiven you for your sins? Have you turned your life over to him? You know him. Are you willing to serve him? Father, I just thank you so much for your word. I pray that you'll help us to apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray.